and welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, a weekly radio program that seeks to educate, inform, and excite the Vincentian society about tourism generally and about tourism in St. Vincent and the Grenadines specifically. I am your host, Vera Ann Britt. In today's program, we will be looking at the yachting industry, and I'm pleased to have as my guest, John West of TMM Yacht Charters. Welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, John, and perhaps you can start by telling us a little something about yourself.
Really don't know quite where to start. Been here 20 years now. Same business, same company. It's worked well over the years. I've seen the industry advance and progress enormously. It hasn't been without its tough times. And just the occasional difficulty that pops up out of the woodwork that you never expected, but all's good. I'm the director for yachting with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Hotel and Tourism Association and the president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Recreational Marine Association.
Thank you. You are Vincentian. Probably carry a passport, yeah?
Oh, of course I do.
Of course. Long time. Let me start by saying that the yachting industry is the number one tourism earner in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Bear in mind that you agreed with what I just said. Unfortunately, I don't believe that the average Vincentian has an intimate knowledge of the structure of the yachting industry. So let's talk a little bit about, say, owner-operated boats, bare boats, crewed boats, cruisers, charters. Explain a little bit about this stuff.
The yachting sector is so multifaceted. We'd need about a three-hour show to get through all of that. Yes, you have your cruisers. They're people that own their own yachts, and they choose to cruise the waters off St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And who can blame them? We have our super yachts that visit pretty much seasonally, but they visit here all the same to enjoy all that St. Vincent and the Grenadines has to offer. The charter yacht operators essentially manage yachts for people who own them privately. They're often referred to as wealthy, but that's a little bit of a misconception. But they're wealthy enough, for sure, to be able to own a yacht. The great thing about the whole yachting sector is that the dollars that are generated are spread throughout the length and the breadth of the country. And unfortunately, so many people only get to see a very small portion of activity and a very small portion of that revenue. But it is spread throughout the entire country from the very tip of St. Vincent in the north to PSV in the south. Mm-hmm. And of course, beyond that as well.
Of course. And so that brings me to my next area. What about employment? That is, I would think, one of the most direct benefits from the yachting industry. Is the yachting a big employer directly, particularly of locals?
It is not a big employer directly. I'm especially talking about charter companies. Right. But indirectly, the employment is huge. It really, really is. And because of its freelance nature, often it doesn't appear statistically. But I know that the boat boys in Cumberland Bay and some folks down in Beckway and some other folks in Myro and Union Song would all agree with that statement. They all provide services to yachts and yachtsmen, and they all earn a living from it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what we would call support services, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people just see those, what they call boat boys, as the support services. But I know there are areas of where qualified people, local qualified people in support services, like in mending of sails and so forth. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, there are all the basic skills, mechanics, straightforward engineering, sail loft, canvas work and the like. And they're the very obvious ones. Over the years, yachts have become far more technical than they used to be. And it's not a rare occurrence nowadays for us to call in an IT technician.
Right, like everything else. Everything is technologically driven.
To come and sort out some whiz-bang, high-tech problem that you've got.
That's very important for our people to pay attention to.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. And I really like people that bring skills to the table and would like to apply their skills to some facet of or part of the yachting industry, because we do have the skills. Often it's not the easiest thing to find the right person to do the right job, but the skills do exist, and we need to educate ourselves further to continue to have that core supply of skills to service the industry and many other industries with similar technical requirements.
I think perhaps you mentioned very briefly that there is a perception out there that the yachting industry is made up of a lot of rich people. And that could also be one of the reasons why many locals do not see themselves as having a potential role in this industry. And perhaps it's our fault. When I say our, I mean the industry's fault of perhaps not letting them know enough. And perhaps in the schools and stuff, because we always hear about the hotels, you always hear about tour guides, you always hear about the other. We don't hear, you know, about what is available in the yachting sector. Do you agree with what I'm saying?
I agree exactly with what you say. And I think living examples of those people starting off almost at the bottom and working their way towards the top, learning along the way, learning an awful lot along the way, putting the skills that they learn into practice, have paid dividends. Several of our employees have been with us for way in excess of 15 years, two of them 20 years for sure. And they do provide a valuable contribution to our yachting product.
And perhaps, am I correct in saying if you're not 100% in-sanction employment, you're close to be it?
Oh, my company is absolutely 100%, always has been, and hopefully always will be. We do believe that the skills are out there. You just have to go and find them. And just recently, we've used the services of an engineer slash technician that we've never used before. He turns out to be just what the doctor ordered. His analytical skills, given his technical knowledge, enabled him to solve some complicated things very, very quickly. And that actually has a value. Just being a mechanic, just being an engineer is not what it takes.
You have to be a little bit more beyond that.
Yes, yeah. You have to be focused on what you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. I wouldn't go training opportunities at this point, because I think that is an entire program by itself when we talk about the training, the maritime and hospitality training institute. And as you mentioned, learning on the job and so forth. I think that's an entire program in itself.
It is.
Okay. But what I want to ask you at this point, we've heard about crimes committed against yachties and how these have caused a decline in yacht arrivals. What has been done and what is being done to, if not eradicate that, which I think might be impossible, but to manage these negatives?
We've done a really great job at self-policing ourselves wherever we are able. Our Coast Guard have been very, very proactive, and the communities whose very existence is based on the success or otherwise of yachting have worked very closely with the authorities. And sure enough, one by one, they've dealt with the problems. You're absolutely right in that the crime will never go away. It will always be there worldwide. This is not a St. Vincent and the Grenadines problem. It is a worldwide problem. But a good few years ago now, they've just gradually got on top of these things. And crime is very, very little talked about. Unfortunately, as you know, it just takes one bad incident to throw a very bad light on all of the good work that's done by so, so many people. And that's a great shame, it really is.
Mm-hmm. We're coming to the end of the program. I know we're running out of time, but there's just one last thing I want to ask about, is the easing of the paperwork of clearing, of yachts clearing to come into the territory, the space of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I understand there's a system called Sail Clear. You want to talk briefly about that?
It's all done online, and you basically log in, create your own ID, put all the vessel details in, your crew list, you submit it electronically, All of the enforcement officers at the various ports of entry are able to access this data. It cuts off endless pieces of foolscap paper and carbon paper and so on and so forth. It's a good system. It is going to be developed even further to the extent whereby you're actually going to be able to pay for your cruising tax, your cruising license online with your credit card. The relevant destination receives that money. You're good to go, apart from someone just doing a very quick physical check of your paperwork at your point of either arrival or departure. But great system. It's been in the works and in development for a few years now. And we have, I think, currently two ports of entry that
has a system.
Have the right systems in place. And hopefully the rest of them will be on board shortly. And so, then we're good to go, as they say.
So it's always strictly looking forward, not backwards, right? Unless to learn from our past.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, unfortunately, it's only a 10-minute program. So we've come to the end of another Tourism Chit Chat, which has been brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism in collaboration with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Hotel and Tourism Association and this radio station. I'm your host, Viran Breton, saying goodbye until next time.